There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Weird ending to the Heat game last night. I know Solana and everyone involved in the Heat broadcast, anybody watching like myself, probably a little stunned at the way the Heat game ended, because they actually played Phoenix pretty tough. And they had an opportunity there at the end. You need a three, you know, because who missed the free throw? Was it Devin Booker, Solana? Did he miss a free throw?
Yeah, D-Book.
89% from the line, and he missed.
Crazy. Almost missed the second one. And and then the Heat have a chance. They happen to be very good at drawing up plays in that situation. I don't know what happened. I don't know why Jimmy Butler seemed to float inwards instead of saying outside the three-point line. But he got himself back behind the three-point line. You have to be aware of the clock and the situation. I know he's being contested there, but you got to let the ball go, I think.
And then threw it to the beer man in the stands.
Like threw it to Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero was up in the third row, chilling, watching. He's going to sling it.
It was not a great pass to Tyler. And it didn't matter anyway. It was too late. The buzzer sounded. Tyler never would have gotten a shot off. But it is, you know, and I said it, I think, game three or four, like when you have engaged Jimmy versus disengaged Jimmy. I cannot understand in that situation looking to pass it, even if you're being contested, because everyone wants to hit that shot, especially, you know, the alpha dog one on any team. That one was a little confounding. He knew the moment that he let it go to Tyler, too. Like, he put his head in his hands. Like, it was such a blunder.
What have I been saying? I'm glad you put it that way, Hawk. The alpha dog, you said one. I say all the time, we don't have a one. We have a couple good twos, and we have some great threes. Because when they went down 103 to 106, they called a timeout, and they drew up something to Jimmy to get the ball in the ISO, and the ISO was on KD, and Jimmy could not get a shot off because KD's long and a big defender. We don't have an alpha dog one offensive player. Solana gets on me all the time. Jimmy is a great player. Jimmy's not an elite player. We can't have a guy just to make offense by himself. That's our problem right now. It happened at 106, 103, and it happened at the end of the game. Jimmy is not an offensive threat like that.
Solana, what was your take on that final possession?
First of all, Crowder, that's fine. You could say that, but keep the same energy in the playoffs, okay? Keep the same energy in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, we also watched Jimmy Butler score 50 points in the playoffs, and you were dead silent.
2 years ago.
Will he be there in the playoffs?
Irrelevant.
What I could do 2 years ago, I can't do now. Yeah, I had 45 minutes 2 years ago in the bedroom. Okay. Now I have 32 minutes. Time gets a hold of you.
I would bet the under on 32.
First of all, it actually goes opposite. It really goes the other way. I have to tell you, being 54, you've been there. You've done it. I mean, it's, you know, things can go way too long.
You remember the possession I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And there was a similar one.
2:30 left in the game, and they schemed it up to get Jimmy an ISO, and KD guarded him, and Jimmy couldn't do anything. I think Jimmy had two opportunities because Highsmith got a rebound off a dumbass fadeaway from 94 feet away, and they gave it back to Jimmy, and Jimmy couldn't get another shot up. I bet the Heat last night in game on Hard Rock Bets app. I'm like, oh, the Heat got them. Jimmy couldn't do nothing. He couldn't do anything offensively.
He couldn't do anything, Crowder.
I bet Phoenix -5.5, by the way. I lost that game.
Coward.
So we lost on both sides.
Yep.
You really won, if you think about it. I mean, gentlemen.
In what way?
Beware is all I'm going to say. Okay, beware. Because Khalil Ware.
Oh. Because he hit a three.
It was a great debut. You had the Pella debut a couple nights ago versus Sacramento. You really won that game as well, considering how well Pella Larsen played. And then you had the Khalil Ware debut. I mean, beware, gentlemen.
So you're saying forget the outcome. Khalil Ware is the future of the organization.
To blame it on Jimmy, though, to me, it is bizarre. The last possession was mind-numbing, and okay, fine.
Yeah, no, I'm not blaming it on Jimmy. I thought they played them very tough, and he had a decent game. Like, they played him tough. Phoenix is a really good team. In that situation, it's confounding that Jimmy doesn't get a shot off. Like, that's confounding
Agreed.
To me that he doesn't lean in and try to get the foul. Behave in the way that any star behaves in that particular situation. It was the weirdest thing that it even occurred to him to give up the ball. Not only because he's Jimmy Butler and the number one, because you have to be aware of the clock. It was confounding to me. I stared at the TV after that happened. I just couldn't correlate what I watched with what the situation was.
What's frustrating, though, to me is that how many times over the course of the last couple of years do the Heat, down three, down two, give Jimmy Butler the ball to win the game from three, and then the
down
very
two,
next day...
they give him the right, ball, and he wants to take a three, and he'll just dribble it out and stand behind the three and fire one up.
And what happens the following day? We come on the show, and you two are complaining that Jimmy Butler is being alpha male, taking threes for the win when he's not the best three-point shooter. Yesterday, what appeared
well,
to happen...
Correct. He's not the best three-point shooter?
His three-point percentage has gone up.
He shouldn't shoot threes the rest of his life.
Stop it.
But that's not an unfair criticism. You're gonna level two things here that are not level. Like, if they're down two or down one, and he can go and maybe get some contact and end up at the free throw line, and he chooses to shoot a three, yes, he's up for criticism there. In this instance, there is no scenario other than him shooting a three, and he didn't do it.
Terry Rozier gets trapped at the high right side or high left side, and he throws the ball.
I'm going to blame Terry Rozier.
I'm not blaming Terry Rozier, but I can see where for a second there was a lapse in judgment on both sides. The play is drawn up for Terry to get it. He gets trapped. He has to make a good pass to Jimmy so that Jimmy can catch and shoot. Instead, the pass is inside the three-point line now. By the time Jimmy catches 2 seconds, he has to turn around, step back, and take a three-pointer. The pass wasn't perfect. The Heat, for the second straight game, didn't execute down the stretch. And I'm with you. It's mind-numbing that they don't take the shot. But I understand why Jimmy hesitated, because by the time he pulled up and he left his feet, there's two guys in his face already.
Right, so lean into him.
Or throw it to the beer man in the third row.
Or throw it off the guy's knees, and hopefully you get the ball out of bounds again with enough time on the clock. Do anything but what you did.
Crazy
to me. Haywood Highsmith kept us in that game from 233 out. And Jimmy Butler's supposed to be the star.
Just going to ignore Tyler Hero's big night as well. I mean, you're blaming.
Listen, you,
Tyler's good. That guy can bang down threes, Jimmy, man. He can bang down threes.
And he was hitting big ones. But I bring up Jimmy. Solana brings up Terry Rozier. I bring up Jimmy. He brings up Tyler. I bring up Jimmy. He brings up Tella Parsons, Larsa Pippen, whatever the boy's name is. I'm talking about Jimmy being the dog that's supposed to finish that game last night.
But how many times are we going to do this with Jimmy Butler? Like, he's not going to be playoff Jimmy.
He's the one.
But he's not going to be playoff Jimmy during the regular season.
Playoff Jimmy? We didn't ask him to put up 50 points. We asked him to fire up. I didn't even care if he made it. Just fire off a three when the clock is running out and you're down by three.
I'm with
Tyler Hero looks stupid on TV because he passes it to Tyler. Tyler's sitting down drinking a beer. Tyler's going to try to jump off the ground real fast. Come on, man.
Go look at the replay. Duncan Robinson's on the other side of the court. He knew the second Jimmy Butler left his feet, his hands were already like, oh, no. Why? But I'm just taking issue with Crowder blaming Jimmy Butler on one possession where he went isolation against Kevin Durant, who happens to be a very good defender, and he's 7 feet tall and 18 feet long. Hey, how about the Miami Heat as a whole from the 5 minute mark until the 1 minute and 30 second mark, not scoring a single field goal. Tyler Herro put them up with 4 minutes and 53 seconds left, 103-101, and then the Suns go on a 7-0 run. It wasn't just Jimmy. Bam Adebayo built the largest brick house ever built in the history of man yesterday, missing his first 9 shots. He finished like 3 of 15. There's a lot of blame to go around. Be upset about the final play, but don't blame this solely on Jimmy Butler because he happened to play a pretty decent game.
I literally came out of the box and said a strange final possession for the Heat. That's all I'm talking about. I, again, think that they played a good game to be in it at the end and have an opportunity to tie it. And I certainly didn't even expect him to hit that shot because of the way that he was being contested. I expected him to shoot a shot. That's all I wanted. That's why I thought it was strange.
I took Bam at halftime over 13 and a half points. I'm like, he can't have the same second half he just had in the first half because he didn't know where the rim was. I don't know if Bam needs LASIK.
How'd
he
that
didn't
work
know where
you?
The rim was at times. And I took him and he scored 12. Bam was terrible offensively, but it's the same thing I say. When after that 2:30 mark, what did they do? They gave the ball to KD. KD got the ball. KD went. I think KD scored.
And that guy, he is a wizard, man.
He scored six or eight in a row. It's like, hey, go get it.
What he can do. Even when the shot clock was down to like one and he did that little fadeaway floater or whatever, good clock awareness. He didn't chuck it over to someone standing in the corner next to Beer Man.
He's actually a son, Hawk.
Cute.
Yeah. Throw it up to the
You waited all that time.
You
waited all that time to fire off that joke, Donna Winter.
What about Nurkic taking a 39-foot three-pointer with the clock expiring and it was nothing but net? The guy hit three threes last night, man. Like, infuriating.
That's why Bam didn't score was that big Nurkic. I'm willing to go down there with him.
I'm willing to have that conversation. Anthony Chang tweeted out earlier, Bam's efficiency in the paint has dropped over 10%. Like, I'm willing to have those conversations, but I'm not going to sit here and listen to Jimmy needs to be the alpha and he sucked the final 5 minutes. Like, bro, nobody played well. That's been the Heat's issue against good teams. They don't execute as a team.
Yeah, but I think you hold him to a different standard.
He's the big dog. He's the alpha. Who is it? Lella Parsons?
Like, I mean, that's not unfair to hold him to a different standard.
I'm not saying it's not fair to hold him to a different standard. I'm saying don't nitpick one possession outside of the final play, which is abysmal.
It was a strange possession, and I am nitpicking on that particular possession. Absolutely, because it was an odd possession.
I'm nitpicking 106-103, call a timeout, set up a play for Jimmy to get the ball, and for the next 2.5 minutes, Jimmy does nothing, and KD rips our heart out. That's what I'm nitpicking. Is that too nitpicky?
He's the most prolific scorer in the history of the league.
He's 36.
Why can't Jimmy just be something of a scorer? I don't need prolific. I need something of a scorer.
Because we have Haywood Highsmith, man. I don't know what to tell you.
We have a big show. Speaking of all this, we have Heat tickets to give away today. Heat and Sixers, Monday, November 18th. You can go watch them run around like chickens with their heads cut off. You can watch them at the Kaseya Center and drown your sorrows in just gallons of beer. not funny. I mean, they were playing a top team and they had a chance to tie it at the end. So they didn't have a terrible game. They had a terrible end of the game. But you can win Heat tickets today. We're going to give away that pair sometime before 6 o'clock. Again, Heat Sixers, Monday, November 18th at the Kaseya Center. Gino Toretta today, Don Bailey Jr. today. We never even played the Don Bailey Jr. calls from last week yet. We need to do that. So we have a lot to get to this afternoon. Let's start with headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hey, Crowder, how many finals has Billy Napier been to?
Man, listen.
Billy Napier.
I'm telling you now, I see the reports. I saw the tweets. I don't know if this is 100% true.
It's 100% true.
They announced it. I announced my butt. Yeah, announced until it's not announced.
It's true. I don't know what you're talking about. I would say your info is faulty. That dude is back next season.
Mm-hmm. Let him lose out. What happens?
He's going to lose out.
and he's still back.
Out. Yep.
Okay. Market.
Okay.
Ear market.
No, I mean, maybe he's right, Hawk. I mean, what does a press release from the athletic director really mean?
Yeah, because athletic directors don't make decisions that Florida Bull Gators do.
Mm-hmm. But what would be the end game there to send out a press release from the athletic department if you didn't really intend to retain him?
I don't know what this damn dummy's doing. Old Scott Strickland, whatever his name is. I just know that there's a lot of influential people that do not want Billy Napier back there at Florida next year.
That I don't doubt. He will be back.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Do the Bull Gators have $26 million? Because that's what the buyout clause would be for Billy Napier. That would be the second highest buyout clause for a head coach in college football history, which is why I imagine he will retain his profession next year.
Bull Gators got $96 million.
Yeah, let's see if any of that goes towards paying off Billy Napier, because my guess is no.
Give it to DJ Lagway. I don't know. I've heard different, though. I have heard different.
All right. How about some Dolphins notes? You guys interested?
Saw some interesting stuff today.
Gators to Dolphins. This is great.
CJ Beathard. Who did he get claimed off the practice squad from?
Was it Cleveland?
Someone took him. So now they're down to Tua and Skyler.
The Jags,
because
by the way.
Skyler,
Jaguars.
What, Jaguars took him. Right, because Trevor Lawrence not going to play this Sunday. It doesn't look like it'll probably be Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Dolphins have Tua and Skyler Thompson now because they don't have Tim Boyle anymore. C.J. Beathard's been claimed, and Tyler Huntley's not ready. I mean, you should be fine with two quarterbacks going into a game for the next couple of weeks. And I don't even know if Skyler's completely healthy.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
They're close, though, according to Mike McDaniel. They're close. I mean, Bradley Chubb is doing good. He's close, but doesn't look like he's going to practice.
And bring in Kaepernick. He's ready, I heard.
Isaiah Wynn and Cameron Good, they're close. They're week to week. They're close, gentlemen, but they're not going to play.
All right.
I don't know.
Remember, Rob Pizzola told us yesterday that some big gambling syndicate is all over the Dolphins Monday night. That's why the line went down. Like a big mover and shaker gambling syndicate sent out to all their players and subscribers, Dolphins. It was +2.5 at that point. Went down to 1. Went all the way to 1. I don't know where it's at right now. Let me take a look.
It's 1 right now still. Rams -1. Yeah.
Wow.
They bring in Jimmy Butler. He'll never get sacked. He'll just throw it out of bounds.
Or just hire Billy Napier. He'll lose out the rest of the year, get a top five draft pick.
So every time I bring up Jimmy, you're going to bring up Napier, Terry
Rozier? It's not a bad rebuttal. It's not a bad rebuttal.
So Napier and Terry Rozier are the answers to Jimmy.
That's where I'd go.
Crowder, yep. just answer me one question. How many 50-point playoff games does Billy Napier have?
Zero. I don't know. Let me look at Louisiana Tech, wherever the hell he was before.
And how many career interceptions did you have? Just for fun. I just like asking you that question.
One. If I was where Jimmy was standing, I wouldn't have just thrown it out of bounds, though. I, you know, probably would have just fell down and took the win.
How many game-tying shots did Jimmy Butler have last night?
Threw it out of
bounds. None. He had the ball in his hands for 3 seconds. None.
He passed it to Spo.
Same number as the amount of hair on the top of your head, Hawk.
That's not funny, Jimmy.
You wide open today, huh, Salon? Jimmy, with that giggle.
Jimmy's asking for a quick, stinging rebuttal.
You're right. It's not funny. It's hilarious.
Oh, look at that. Okay, Jimmy wants to push the line today. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let me tell you, Jimmy, that hair on your head is not too thick either.
At least I have hair.
I'd count that as one as well. You're closer to one than whatever you think it is.
Oh, touch that bang.
If we're going to round up or down, we're rounding to one.
And perhaps some information you guys would find useful. It took Jimmy 22 minutes to log on to a computer since the show started.
Yeah, good music to start the show.
Yeah. Does bang have a login?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.